Hey teachers, this episode is sponsored by Spaces Digital Portfolios. Spaces makes student growth in your classroom come to life with their free visual portfolio tool. Teachers can create spaces for their entire classroom, student groups, or for individual students, all online and completely free. Celebrate student learning and give parents a window into your classroom. Try Spaces at www.spacesedu.com today.
Is this the teacher hotline?
Hello, teachers. Welcome back to the Teacher Hotline. My name is Ronald Hay, and this is where we try to answer some of the most pressing questions for teachers in and outside of the classroom. Today, our caller comes from Kaylin from the Halton Catholic District School Board. Kaylin, what can we do for you?
Hey, Ron. I'm a brand new elementary school teacher, and I'm super excited to start my job in September. The one thing I'd love to learn more about is the Ontario Teacher Pension Plan. If I can be honest, I have no idea how it works. What exactly is a pension, and why does everyone say it's one of the best ones? Does having a pension mean I need to save for retirement? I would love to learn more about this. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Kaylin, for that question. You know what? I've personally been hoping and crossing my fingers that someone would eventually ask about our pension plan. Because to be honest with you, I kind of want to know myself. So today, I bring in someone that is working behind the scenes at the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan, Trevor Wright. Trevor is an investment analyst at the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. So in other words, this man alone is responsible for our retirement. But I trust this guy because, totally not being biased whatsoever, he graduated from the best school in Canada, the University of Western Ontario, with a dual degree in honors in globalization and global governance, and of course, his honors in business administration at the Ivy Business School. Trevor, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Ronald. Really pleasure to be here.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about, Trevor. Heavy topic. So why don't we jump straight into things? Why don't we start off with just the most basic question for those people that don't have a finance or a business background? Can you just explain to listeners what exactly is a pension?
For sure, Ronald. So starting from the basics, a pension plan is essentially a retirement product that allows a worker and their employer to both make contributions to a pool of funds that are set aside for the worker's benefit in the future. And usually that pool of funds is invested on behalf of the employee, and the earnings from those investments are accumulated and used to provide income to the worker when they retire. At the most general level, that's a pension.
So what it really sounds like, if you boil it down to us, is you guys are planning our retirement.
We're not planning your retirement, but we're going to help you enable all those great retirement plans.
We keep hearing that the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan is one of the best pension plans in the world. People talk about it on the sidewalk. People talk about it on the news. It's a massive thing that everyone knows about. So what makes the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan so good compared to perhaps other pension plans?
For sure. And I think depending on where you are, people will applaud Ontario teachers for different reasons. But I think from the teacher's perspective, there's probably three things I would say that really make this a special retirement product. And so first, with that pool of funds, you're essentially getting access to some of the best investment managers and investment products in the world that you couldn't possibly access as an individual, as a retail investor. And so by pooling the funds and having it in this structure, the teachers are truly getting a unique investment product that can't just be bought off the shelf from a bank. I think we'll get a bit more into that later. Two, teachers get top-rated member service. So we do compare our member service against international benchmark with other large global pension plans, and we're consistently ranked first or second for members pension administration service for the last 10 years. And we're really proud of our pension member survey satisfaction, where 94% of pension members are highly satisfied with their pension service. And then kind of the third reason I think that the pension is quite unique is that it is a defined benefit pension plan. And that's a retirement product that's increasingly becoming rare for many different types of jobs. And so it's quite amazing that we've been able to continue to provide a defined pension to the teachers in an increasingly challenging investing environment and an increasingly resource-constrained world.
So let's talk about that. I remember graduating from Ivy and I took a personal finance course and we actually learned about defined benefit pension plans. And to be honest with you, at the time, I could care less. I didn't really know what that meant. And now as a teacher, I've become so appreciative of the fact that, and so lucky that we do have a defined benefit pension plan. But I think for the average teacher out there that never went through business school, that never really kind of learned kind of the terminology, I don't know if people actually know what that is. So can you maybe talk about what is the difference between a defined benefit pension plan, which is what we have, versus perhaps something else called a defined contribution pension plan that other employers might offer?
For sure. So starting with, say, the similarities in both, the employer and the employee will make a contribution to an account over the employee's time with the company. And that savings account can grow. But what we find is different in the defined benefit plan, that money is usually being pooled with the rest of the pension, invested on behalf of the pensioner by managers, professional managers. When the worker retires, they get a guaranteed stream of income through retirement that's usually matched to inflation. So it'll grow over the hopefully very long retirement. The pensioner has complete assurance that will be paid. So how that's achieved through usually complex buildups by actuarial statisticians, and they figure out how to align savings with returns with what needs to be paid out. And because of the scale that we're at, we're able to do that. Now what we see on the defined contribution side is usually the employee and the employer may both make a contribution, and then it's up to the employee to go out and source their own investment products and invest out of that account on their own behalf. By virtue of that, they'll have access to less investment products than the larger pooled defined benefit funds. And they have to apply their own discretion, and investing is often not their specialty. Maybe it's a hobby at best. Ultimately, you know, you could say you're taking more risk for potentially less return. At retirement, your income is made up of the savings of that account and whatever you saved and earned in investments, and you don't benefit from the pooling of the larger, broader plan that can allow you to have a guaranteed income.
Wow. So a defined benefit plan, you're essentially guaranteeing a stream of income from retirement to essentially till death, as dark as that sounds. That sounds incredible. Like that, I think, explains why it's become so rare, because more and more companies and corporations, that's just hard to offer, right? Like just logically speaking, I don't even know how you guys do it. And you're right, like this is probably behind the work scene of actuarial scientists to be able to figure this all out. The first question a lot of teachers probably are thinking is it possible then where the Ontario Teacher Pension Plans, I guess, quote unquote, goes bankrupt and you can't then guarantee that stream of income for the next 20, 30, 50 years? Because what you're promising almost sounds too good to be true. So number one, is it possible that, you know, maybe even 100 years down the road that you guys can't guarantee those payments?
So pensions have been known over time to fluctuate in what we call their funded or unfunded status. And a pension is considered fully funded when the current assets under management are considered sufficient to pay the future pension liabilities, that is those guaranteed streams of income. And it would be considered underfunded if the assets didn't match those liabilities. Now, in Ontario teachers' lifetime, it has been underfunded at certain points. That might be more 99% out of 100%. And that's, you know, might maybe expected by fluctuations in the market. Now, the teachers of Ontario in particular are really lucky because of the lifespan of the fund and the prudence of, you, of maybe we could say the original teachers who started saving has built quite a large stable fund where our return requirements are such that they can be achieved in a pretty safe way. And where some of the maybe challenging stories that you've heard coming from some of the pension public pensions in the United States, we really think some of their setbacks, or from my understanding, I should say, some of their setbacks have come from investors taking too much risk in certain investments. Particularly, I know this was a challenge for some in the dot-com bubble, and it really set them back for many years. And fortunately, our governance model has helped, you know, protect us from taking that type of risk taking, and created a really stable nest egg for the teachers and a trajectory forward that we're confident in and doesn't require taking an egregious risk to pay the pensions.
So let's put things into context for teachers. You talked about this pooling of money, and obviously this pool of money eventually you guys are going to start paying out to retire teachers. So how much money is the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan actually managing as a whole?
For sure. And I can actually tell you, as of today, and we're really lucky that mid-year valuations actually came in, were published today, so we're getting the most recent numbers.
And ooh, this is an exclusive on the Teacher Hotline.
Market value of today, it was $226.4 billion.
Holy moly! Hot diggity! Say that one more time.
$226.4 billion.
Trevor, I feel like I just won the lottery. Thank you. You just made my day with that number right there. That is incredible. So Trevor, more contextual question. How many teachers then are part of the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan? And how many retired teachers are there or that you guys are currently making pension payments to?
For sure. So there are currently 183,000 working teachers and 148,000 retired teachers. And fun fact, the current pension payroll is about $6 billion per year or $500 million per month.
Oh my God. So you guys are paying about $6 billion per year for pension payments to retired teachers. In context, is that, I guess to previous years or over the last 10 years, is that like a normal amount?
Well, what I can tell you is that when the plan started, the ratio of people, of workers to retirees was 2-1. And in 2020, that was down to 1.3-1. So that means there's a growing number of retirees and a shrinking number of people working. Before we even make returns on investments, we have to pay out the $6 billion a year, and outflows are currently greater than inflows from teachers paying the pensions every year.
Interesting. So on average, then, how old are teachers retiring at, and how many years are these teachers collecting pensions for?
So as of now, I believe the average retirement year is 59, and people are expected to be on the pension for 31 years.
Oh my God. So 59, 30 years. So to about 89, 90 years old, eh? Interesting.
Yeah, about there. But what's really cool is the average number of years contributing is 26. So you'll actually get more paid years than you have to contribute as a teacher.
59 is actually surprising. It means that teachers are retiring earlier than your social norm of 65 years old.
Yes. So what's really cool is there's a number known as the 85 factor, which is your age plus the number of years you've taught. And when that reaches 85, you can retire. And so if you start teaching at 25 and teach every year until you're 55 plus your 30 years of teaching, it's 85 and you can then retire.
Because teachers are retiring early and we are going to be getting this steady stream of income for 30 years, let's say. One question I consistently getting, and I actually don't have an answer myself. Should teachers still be saving money for retirement in, let's say, a registered retirement saving plan, like an RRSP, despite getting a pension plan? Or should they be saving, but perhaps just less aggressively compared to other people without a pension?
Yeah, that's a great question. And of course, I'll caveat by saying this is not financial advice. But I think each teacher has to, that's a personal question for each teacher. And they'll need to look at their own goals and lifestyle expectations and desires and think about what they'll want to set aside. And I think two things came to mind, though, in particular that teachers might want to think about is, one, any sort of extra special things that you want to do early in your retirement, like travel or supporting a grandchild's education that maybe wouldn't be supported under your just annual stipend from the pension plan. So that might be something to think through for the long term. And then there may be tax benefits using an RRSP in the short term. And you may be able to unlock certain benefits like the first time homeowners RRSP loan. So I think it's still worth consideration. And then each teacher needs to do their own long-term planning and decide what additional income they'll want to have to complement their retirement goals.
Now, I looked actually at my paycheck before this interview started, and it looks like I'm contributing about $870 per month to the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. Now, hypothetically speaking, let's say if I wasn't happy with the work that your organization was doing and I want to, let's say, opt out and put that money into my own account and manage the money on my own. Question number one, is that a option? And number two, what happens to the money that I've already given to you guys to invest? Can I take that back out to invest on my own?
Yeah. So for all teachers with valid qualifications from the Ontario College of Teachers that are employed at an Ontario school board or designated employer, which includes many and most of the private schools in Ontario, opting out of the pension is not an option. Now, if you were to stop working in education before you're eligible to collect your pension, there's about three options that a teacher would have for managing their pension save to date. First, you could just leave the benefits in the plan to collect as a pension when you reach retirement age. Second, you could transfer the commuted value of the pension to another retirement savings vehicle. And the commuted value is calculated based on your contributions to date, as well as inflated for returns earned. And third and finally, you could transfer your pension credit to another pension plan that we have a transfer agreement with. And so that means for the years of service that you've accumulated to date and for what that's worth, that would be honored by another one of these plans that we have an agreement with.
Okay, Trevor, so let's talk about then the actual investments that you guys are making, because I'm sure some of the finance geeks out there or other business teachers or people that just love investing probably want to know what exactly the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan is buying. So maybe let's just talk about the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan's investment philosophy. Or in other words, do you guys have like a rigid criteria that you guys use to help guide your decision making when coming to purchase investments for the portfolio?
At Ontario Teachers, at the highest level, we adopt what is known in the investing world as the diversified portfolio. And so the financial theory is that by diversifying your investments across many different types of economic assets, you can potentially access greater returns and as well reduce your risk from some sort of major downturn. And now the simplest example I can give here is if we are going to invest in real estate at Ontario Teachers. And we have a choice. We could buy two buildings. We could buy them both in Toronto, or we could buy one in Toronto and one in Sydney, Australia. Now it's better for as a teacher, it's better for your savings to be split between Canada and Australia, because if one economy has a downturn, you potentially have the other economy that will continue to be able to pay returns. That's the principle of diversification. We adopt a diversified portfolio.
So as of July 2021, then, what does the pension plan's portfolio currently consist of? We could maybe talk about its current asset allocation and what are some of its major underlying holdings.
For sure. So just quickly going through all of the different products that are held in the portfolio. We have publicly traded equity, so the stocks you hear about on the news. We have private equity, so privately held businesses. We have fixed income, so that's made up of government bonds from around the world. We have exposure to natural resource businesses, so that includes farms and mines around the world. We own a real estate company called Cadillac Fairview, which owns premier real estate assets around the world. We own infrastructure, that includes toll roads, utilities, and electricity transmission, water distribution, district heating. We have the Teachers Innovation Platform, which is our late stage growth equity vehicle that supports high growth companies pre-IPO. We invest in credit. And what we're referring to here would be corporate bonds and loans to companies around the world. And then finally, we would also have sort of what we'll call absolute return strategies, where we're investing in hedge funds and quantitative strategies for the purpose of generating returns.
Okay, so you were not kidding. You are definitely diversifying. That sounds like a lot of stuff you guys are buying. So all in all then, let's go to what the teachers actually want to know. How has our pension done in 2020 and in 2021? Are we up? Are we down? How are we doing?
Totally. So in 2020, through all the chaos, we had a total fund net return of 8.6%.
Woo!
That reflects all of those different assets I just mentioned, all working together to produce the aggregate return. And while maybe some, like the real estate sector, had a tough year, others, like the fixed income portfolio, had a great year. And so they all balanced out. And that really shows how diversification pays off for the teachers of Ontario. And in terms of already in 2021, the fund has returned 4.41% in the first half. So we're on pace. If we repeat the first half and the second half, it looks sense. It's like we may even beat last year, but many things are dependent on that.
Hot diggity, baby. Damn, I'm liking those numbers, Trevor. Trevor, you're doing a great job so far at the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. It's a team effort.
That is fantastic returns. I'm sure teachers are super happy to hear that. Now, let's just quickly talk about the last year. Last year was a crazy, chaotic year, as you mentioned, not just for big pension plans like you guys, but for your home retail investors as well. There's been a lot of turbulence in the market last year with the big crash in March and then a big rebound in the second half there. Then we see bond markets as well, kind of all over the place right now, currently super low. Stock valuations have soared. So how have the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan reacted to current market conditions in regards to our portfolio? Like, did you guys make any drastic changes? How do you guys stay the course when there's been so much uncertainty with where the future is headed?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think this is where the concept of the broad diversified portfolio that I mentioned before really helps support the teachers. And so while we do make changes to some of the allocations across the asset classes that I previously mentioned, ultimately the overall sort of framework and portfolio construction will remain the same and endure for now, and has proven to be resilient. Now, one major change that I'd highlight that we're being quite public about post-COVID would be the shift away from some public assets to more private assets. In particular, over the next 10 years, we're going to invest $70 billion in additional dollars in private assets and reduce our exposure to public equity indices. And so really what that means is, instead of us buying a broad market index and having exposure to all the companies there, we'll have a larger exposure to single individual companies around the world. And why that's great for teachers, and especially one of the things that makes the pension special, is that as an individual investor, it would be really hard for you to own a share of a packaging company in Portugal. But again, by virtue of the pooling, and having professional investors are able to access that investment. And then that's, those are the investments that will generate, we believe, excess returns for the teachers in the coming years.
Okay. I know this is not my job, Trevor, but here's my investment advice. You could take it back to your boss. But what are your thoughts about just investing all of our money into GameStop, and then we would have like a 2,000% return on our pension plan?
You know what? If you could time the market perfectly, then you know, we could do it. But it's just the timing is what makes it challenging. We wouldn't want to miss time and have us lose everything.
Trevor, YOLO, man, we got to make it happen. I want to live a nice, cushy retirement life. Okay, Trevor, let's talk about what teachers actually really want to know. I think this is probably the biggest question. It's what people actually want to know by the end of all of this is, when teachers are retired, how much are teachers actually receiving in pension payments per month or on an annual basis? And I know that's going to change based off of inflation, but currently, let's say 2021, what are teachers currently getting? And I know a lot of it depends on, you know, your average salary and your time as a teacher, but I guess on average, what would people be expecting to be getting?
On average, you can expect to get $4,108.33 per month.
Oh, that's not bad.
As a starting pension.
Okay. That's per month, it sounds like, obviously.
Per month. That's it. Yeah. So $49,300 a year is the current average starting pension.
$49,000 annually before tax as your pension payment. That's not bad. Close to $50,000. And that's average. So you're saying that depending on what you're making, you could make more than that.
Right. And you know, that number may be a little lower than what teachers starting out at this point in time can expect. But if we want to break down the formula, I've got it here. It's 2% times your years of service times your average best 5 year salary. And so that would equate to about $60,000 per year. If your best average 5 years were $100,000, you worked for 30 years.
Okay. So you're saying if you're making $100,000 roughly per year, you should average out to be about a $60,000 pension salary before tax when you retire, give or take.
Right.
Okay. That's not bad.
Right. And that will be indexed to inflation.
Right. That's not bad. And of course, with retirement, then you kind of add on CPP, you kind of add on your other savings, like you're saying, if you invest into the RRSP, any other income streams. So you're making a pretty comfortable retirement then, with all those different income streams coming through.
Yeah, I think so. As long as, you know, hopefully prices don't go up too much, but it does seem to be a great pension.
Trevor, this has been really, really insightful, my man. For teachers out there that are looking for perhaps more information or are looking to just learn more about their own pension plan, where can you direct them to?
OTPP.com. And on the top right-hand side, you'll see the big box that says members. And when you click there, you'll be able to log in and get answers to all of your questions. Speak with someone if you need help. And get all the details.
Trevor, thank you so much, man. This has been one of the more popular and recommended episodes that teachers have been asking for. I think I'm a big proponent of financial literacy, not just for students, but for adults and teachers alike. And I think that this is one of the most important topics to learn about is our retirement and how our pension works. And I thought that you did a great job today with helping answer some of those high-level questions for teachers and planning their retirement. So thank you so much for hopping on the episode today.
Thanks so much for having me, Ronald. It was really a pleasure to join you here.
And teachers, thank you so much again for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoyed today's content, feel free to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming episodes. And of course, don't forget to follow and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, and wherever else you get your podcast from. And of course, don't forget to leave a review. I'll see you guys next Monday. Take care, everybody. Woo!